1 Kings chapter 1. Now King David was old and stricken in years, and they covered him with clothes, but he got no heat. Therefore his servants said to him, "Let there be sought for my lord the king a young virgin, and let her stand before the king, and let her cherish him, and let her lie in your bosom, that my lord the king may get heat." So they sought for a fair damsel throughout all the coasts of Israel, and found Abishag a Shunammite, and brought her to the king. And the damsel was very fair, and cherished the king, and ministered to him, but the king knew her not. Then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, "I will be king." And he prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, "Why have you done so?" And he also was a very goodly man, and his mother bore him after Absalom. And he conferred with Joab the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar the priest, and they following Adonijah helped him. But Zadok the priest and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan the prophet, and Shimei and Rei, and the mighty men which belonged to David, were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah slew sheep and oxen and fat cattle by the stone of Zoheleth, which is by Enrogel, and called all his brothers the king's sons, and all the men of Judah the king's servants. But Nathan the prophet and Benaiah and the mighty men and Solomon his brother he called not. Therefore Nathan spoke to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying, "Have you not heard that Adonijah, the son of Haggith, does reign, and David our Lord knows it not? Now therefore come, let me, I pray you, give you counsel, that you may save your own life and the life of your son Solomon. Go and get you in unto King David, and say to him, 'Did not you, my lord, O king, swear to your handmaid, saying, Assuredly Solomon your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. Why then does Adonijah reign? Behold, while you yet talk there with the king, I also will come in after you and confirm your words.' And Bathsheba went in to the king into the chamber, and the king was very old, and Abishag the Shunammite ministered to the king. And Bathsheba bowed and did obeisance unto the king. And the king said, 'What would you?' And she said to him, 'My lord, you swore by Yahweh your God to your handmaid, saying, Assuredly Solomon your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. And now, behold, Adonijah reigns, and now, my lord the king, you know it not. And he has slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and has called all the sons of the king, and Abiathar the priest, and Joab the captain of the host, but Solomon your servant has he not called. And you, my lord, O king, the eyes of all Israel are upon you, that you should tell them who shall sit on the throne of my lord the king after him. Otherwise it shall come to pass, when my lord the king shall sleep with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon shall be counted offenders." And lo, while she yet talked with the king, Nathan the prophet also came in. And they told the king, saying, "Behold, Nathan the prophet." And when he had come in before the king, he bowed himself before the king with his face to the ground. And Nathan said, "My lord, O king, have you said Adonijah shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne? For he has gone down this day, and has slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and has called all the king's sons and the captains of the host, and Abiathar the priest, and behold, they eat and drink before him, and say, 'God save King Adonijah.' But me, even me, your servant, and Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and your servant Solomon, has he not called? Is this thing done by my lord the king, and you have not shown it to your servant who should sit on the throne of my lord the king after him?" Then King David answered and said, "Call me Bathsheba." And she came into the king's presence and stood before the king. And the king swore and said, As Yahweh lives, that has redeemed my soul out of all distress, even as I swore to you by Yahweh God of Israel, saying, Assuredly Solomon your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne in my stead, even so will I certainly do this day. Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth and did reverence to the king, and said, Let my lord King David live for ever. And King David said, Call me Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada. And they came before the king. The king also said to them, Take with you the servants of your lord, and call Solomon my son to ride upon my own mule, and bring him down to Gihon. And let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him their king over Israel, and blow you with the trumpet, and say, God save King Solomon. Then you shall come up after him, that he may come and sit upon my throne, for he shall be king in my stead, and I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and over Judah. And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada answered the king and said, Amen. Yahweh God of my lord the king say so too. And Yahweh has been with my lord the king, even so be he with Solomon, and make his throne greater than the throne of my lord King David. So Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Cherethites and the Pelethites went down, and caused Solomon to ride upon King David's mule, and brought him to Gihon. And Zadok the priest took a horn of oil out of the tabernacle, and anointed Solomon. And they blew the trumpet, and all the people said, God save King Solomon. And all the people came up after him, and the people piped with pipes, and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth split with the sound of them. And Adonijah and all the guests that were with him heard it, as they had made an end of eating. And when Joab heard the sound of the trumpet, he said, Why is this noise of the city being in an uproar? And while he yet spoke, behold, Jonathan the son of Abiathar the priest came, and Adonijah said to him, Come in, for you are a valiant man, and bring good tidings. And Jonathan answered and said to Adonijah, Truly our lord King David has made Solomon king. And the king has sent with him Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Cherethites and the Pelethites, and they have caused him to ride upon the king's mule. And Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him king in Gihon, and they have come up from there rejoicing, so that the city rang again. This is the noise that you have heard. And also Solomon sits on the throne of the kingdom, and moreover the king's servants came to bless our lord King David, saying, God make the name of Solomon better than your name, and make his throne greater than your throne. And the king bowed himself upon the bed. And also thus said the king, Blessed be Yahweh of God, blessed. And also thus said the king, Blessed be Yahweh God of Israel, which has given one to sit on my throne this day, my eyes even seeing it. And all the guests that were with Adonijah were afraid, and rose up, and went every man his way. And Adonijah feared because of Solomon, and arose, and went, and caught hold on the horns of the altar. And it was told to Solomon, saying, Behold, Adonijah fears King Solomon, for lo, he has caught hold on the horns of the altar, saying, Let King Solomon swear to me today that he will not slay his servant with the sword. And Solomon said, If he will show himself a worthy man, there shall not a hair of him fall to the earth, but if wickedness shall be found in him, he shall die. So King Solomon sent, and they brought him down from the altar. And he came and bowed himself to King Solomon, and Solomon said to him, Go to your house. 1 Kings chapter 2. Now the days of David drew near that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be you strong, therefore, and show yourself a man, and keep the charge of Yahweh your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do, and wherever you turn yourself. that Yahweh may continue his word which he spoke concerning me, saying, If your children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail you, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. Moreover, you know also what Joab the son of Zeruiah did to me, and what he did to the two captains of the hosts of Israel, to Abner the son of Ner, and to Amasa the son of Jether, whom he slew, and shed the blood of war in peace, and put the blood of war upon his girdle that was about his loins, and in his shoes that were on his feet. Do therefore according to your wisdom, and let not his grey head go down to the grave in peace. But show kindness to the sons of Barzillai the Gileadite, and let them be of those that eat at your table. For so they came to me when I fled because of Absalom your brother. And behold, you have with you Shimei the son of Gera, a Benjamite of Bahurim, which cursed me with a grievous curse in the day when I went to Mahanaim. But he came down to meet me at the Jordan, and I swore to him by Yahweh, saying, I will not put you to death with the sword. Now, therefore, hold him not guiltless, for you are a wise man, and know what you ought to do to him, but his grey head bring you down to the grave with blood. So David slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David. And the days that David reigned over Israel were 40 years, 7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 33 years reigned he in Jerusalem. Then sat Solomon upon the throne of David his father, and his kingdom was established greatly. And Adonijah the son of Haggith came to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, and she said, Come you peaceably. And he said, Peaceably. He said, Moreover, I have something to say to you. And she said, Say on. And he said, You know that the kingdom was mine, and that all Israel set their faces on me, that I should reign. However, the kingdom has turned about, and has become my brother's, for it was his from Yahweh. And now I ask one petition of you, deny me not. And she said to him, Say on. And he said, Speak, I pray you, to Solomon the king, for he will not say you know, that he gave me Abishag the Shunammite to wife. And Bathsheba said, Well, I will speak for you to the king. Bathsheba therefore went to King Solomon to speak to him for Adonijah. And the king rose up to meet her, and bowed himself to her, and sat down on his throne, and caused a seat to be set for the king's mother, and she sat on his right hand. Then she said, I desire one small petition of you. I pray you, say me not no. And the king said to her, Ask on, my mother, for I will not say you no. And she said, Let Abishag the Shunammite be given to Adonijah your brother to wife. And King Solomon answered and said to his mother, And why do you ask Abishag the Shunammite for Adonijah? Ask for him the kingdom also, for he is my elder brother, even for him, and for Abiathar the priest, and for Joab the son of Zeruiah. Then King Solomon swore by Yahweh, saying, God do so to me, and more also, if Adonijah has not spoken the word against his own life. Now therefore, as Yahweh lives, which has established me, and set me on the throne of David my father, and who has made me a house as he promised, Adonijah shall be put to death this day. And King Solomon sent by the hand of Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and he fell upon him that he died. And to Abiathar the priest said the king, Get you to Anathoth, to your own fields, for you are worthy of death. But I will not at this time put you to death, because you bore the ark of the Lord Yahweh before David my father, and because you have been afflicted in all wherein my father was afflicted. So Solomon thrust out Abiathar from being priest unto Yahweh, that he might fulfil the word of Yahweh, which he spoke concerning the house of Eli in Shiloh. Then tidings came to Joab, for Joab had turned after Adonijah, though he turned not after Absalom. And Joab fled to the tabernacle of Yahweh, and caught hold on the horns of the altar. And it was told to King Solomon that Joab was fled to the tabernacle of Yahweh, and behold, he is by the altar. Then Solomon sent Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, saying, Go fall upon him. And Benaiah came to the tabernacle of Yahweh and said to him, Thus says the king, Come forth. And he said, No, but I will die here. And Benaiah brought the king word again, saying, Thus said Joab, and thus he answered me. And the king said to him, Do as he has said, and fall upon him, and bury him, that you may take away the innocent blood which Joab shed from me and from the house of my father. And Yahweh shall return his blood upon his own head, who fell upon two men more righteous and better than he, and slew them with the sword, my father David, not knowing thereof, to know Abner the son of Ner, captain of the host of Israel, and Amasar the son of Jether, captain of the host of Judah. Their blood shall therefore return upon the head of Joab and upon the head of his seed forever, but upon David and upon his seed and upon his house and upon his throne there shall be peace forever from Yahweh. So Benaiah the son of Jehoiada went up and fell upon him and slew him, and he was buried in his own house in the wilderness. And the king put Benaiah the son of Jehoiada in his room over the host, and Zadok the priest did the king put in the room of Abiathar. And the king sent and called for Shimei and said to him, Build you a house in Jerusalem and dwell there, and go not forth there anywhere. For it shall be that on the day you go out and pass over the brook Kidron, you shall know for certain that you shall surely die. Your blood shall be upon your own head. And Shimei said to the king, The saying is good, as my lord the king has said, so will your servant do. And Shimei dwelt in Jerusalem many days. And it came to pass at the end of 3 years that two of the servants of Shimei ran away unto Achish, son of Machir, king of Gath. And they told Shimei, saying, Behold, your servants are in Gath. And Shimei arose and saddled his donkey and went to Gath to Achish to seek his servants. And Shimei went and brought his servants from Gath. And it was told to Solomon that Shimei had gone from Jerusalem to Gath and had come again. And the king sent and called for Shimei and said to him, Did I not make you to swear by Yahweh and protested to you, saying, No, for a certain, on the day you go out and walk abroad anywhere, that you shall surely die, and you said to me, The word that I have heard is good. Why then have you not kept the oath of Yahweh, and the commandment that I have charged you with? The king said moreover to Shimei, You know all the wickedness which your heart is privy to, that you did to David my father. Therefore Yahweh shall return your wickedness upon your own head. And King Solomon shall be blessed, and the throne of David shall be established before Yahweh for ever. So the king commanded Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, which went out and fell upon him, and that he died. And the kingdom was established in the hand of Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 3. And Solomon made affinity with Pharaoh king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter, and brought her into the city of David, until he had made an end of building his own house, and the house of Yahweh, and the wall of Jerusalem round about. Only the people sacrificed in high places, because there was no house built unto the name of Yahweh until those days. And Solomon loved Yahweh, walking in the statutes of David his father, only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. In Gibeon Yahweh appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, Ask what I shall give you. And Solomon said, You have shown to your servant David my father great mercy, according as he walked before you in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with you, and you have kept for him this great kindness, that you have given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Yahweh my God, you have made your servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people which you have chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, your so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said to him, Because you have asked this thing, and have not asked for yourself long life, neither have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to your words. Lo, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like you before you, neither after you shall any arise like unto you. And I have also given you that which you have not asked, both riches and honour, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto you all your days. And if you will walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as your father David did walk, then I will lengthen your days. And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, and offered up burnt offerings, and offered peace offerings, and made a feast to all his servants. Then came there two women that were harlots to the king, and stood before him. And the one woman said, O my lord, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered, that this woman was delivered also, and we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. And this woman's child died in the night, because she overlaid it. And she arose at midnight and took my son from my bed, from beside me, while your handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son which I did bear. And the other woman said, No, but the living is my son, and the dead is your son. And this woman said, No, but the dead is your son, and the living is my son. Thus they spoke before the king. Then said the king, The one says, This is my son that lives, and your son is the dead. And the other says, No, but your son is the dead, and my son is the living. And the king says, And the king said, Bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, Divide the living child in two, and give half to the one and half to the other. Then spoke the woman whose the living child was unto the king, for her mercy yearned upon her son, and she said, O my lord, give her the living child, and in no way slay it. But the other said, Let it be neither mine nor yours, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, Give her the living child, and in no way slay it, she is the mother thereof. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. 1 Kings chapter 4. So King Solomon was king over all Israel, and these were the princes which he had: Azariah the son of Zadok the priest, Elihoreph and Ahiah the sons of Shishar scribe, Jehoshaphat the son of Ahilud the recorder, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada was over the host, and Zadok and Abiathar were the priests, and Azariah the son of Nathan was over the officers, and Zabud the son of Nathan was principal officer and the king's friend, and Ahishar was over the household, and Adoniram the son of Abdar was over the tribute. And Solomon had 12 officers over all Israel, which provided victuals for the king and his household. Each man his month in a year made provision. And these are their names: the son of Hur in Mount Ephraim, the son of Dekar in Machaz, and in Shalbim, and Bethshemesh, and Elon Beth Hanan, the son of Hesed in Araboth. To him pertained Sochoh and all the land of Hepher, the son of Abinadab in all the region of Dor, which had Taphath the daughter of Solomon to wife. Baana the son of Ahilud, to him pertained Tanakh and Megiddo, and all Bethshean, which is by Zartanar, beneath Jezreel, from Bethshean to Abel-Meholah, even to the place even to the place that is beyond Jokneam. The son of Geba in Ramoth-Gilead, to him pertain the towns of Jair, the son of Manasseh, which are in Gilead. To him also pertain the region of Argob, which is in Bashan, 70 great cities with walls and brazen bars. Ahinadab, the son of Iddo, had Mahanaim. Ahimaaz was in Naphtali. He also took Basmath, the daughter of Solomon, to wife. Baana, the son of Hushai, was in Asher and in Aloth. Jehoshaphat, the son of Paruah, in Issachar. Shimei, the son of Elah, in Benjamin. Geba, the son of Uri, was in the country of Gilead, in the country of Sihon, king of the Amorites, and of Og, king of Bashan, and he was the only officer which was in the land. Judah and Israel were many, as the sand which is by the sea in multitude, eating and drinking and making merry. And Solomon reigned over all kingdoms, from the river to the land of the Philistines and to the border of Egypt. They brought presents and served Solomon all the days of his life. And Solomon's provision for one day was 30 measures of fine flour and 70 measures of meal, 10 fat oxen and 20 oxen out of the pastures, and 100 sheep besides harts and roebucks and fallow deer and fatted fowl. For he had dominion over all the region on this side of the river, from Tipsah even to Azar, over all the kings on this side of the river, and he had peace on all sides round about him. And Judah and Israel dwelt safely, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, from Dan even to Beersheba, all the days of Solomon. And Solomon had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots, and 12,000 horsemen. And those officers provided victual for King Solomon, and for all that came to King Solomon's table, every man in his month, they lacked nothing. Barley also, and straw for the horses, and dromedaries brought they to the place where the officers were, every man according to his charge. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding, exceedingly much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country, and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan the Ezrahite, and Heman the Chalcol, and Darda the sons of Mahol, and his fame was in all nations round about. And he spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were in 1,005. And he spoke of trees, from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even to the hyssop that springs out of the well. He spoke also of beasts and of fowl and of creeping things and of fishes. And there came of all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon, from all kings of the earth which had heard of his wisdom. 1 Kings chapter 5. And Hiram king of Tyre sent his servants to Solomon, for he had heard that they had anointed him king in the room of his father, for Hiram was ever a lover of David. And Solomon sent to Hiram, saying, "You know how that David my father could not build a house unto the name of Yahweh his God, for the walls which were about him on every side, until Yahweh put them under the soles of his feet. But now Yahweh my God has given me rest on every side, so that there is neither adversary nor evil occurring. And behold, I purpose to build a house unto the name of Yahweh my God, as Yahweh spoke to David my father, saying, Your son, whom I will set on your throne in your room, he shall build a house unto my name. Now therefore command you that they hew me cedar trees out of Lebanon, and my servant shall be with your servants, and to you will I give hire for your servants, according to all that you shall appoint, for you know that there is not among us any that can skill to hew timber like unto the Sidonians." And it came to pass, when Hiram heard the words of Solomon, that he rejoiced greatly and said, "Blessed be Yahweh this day, which has given to David a wise son over this great people." And Hiram sent to Solomon, saying, "I have considered the things which you sent to me for, and I will do all your desire concerning timber of cedar and concerning timber of fir. My servant shall bring them down from Lebanon to the sea, and I will convey them by sea in floats to the place that you shall appoint me, and will cause them to be discharged there. And you shall receive them, and you shall accomplish my desire in giving food for my household. So Hiram gave Solomon cedar trees and fir trees according to all his desire. And Solomon gave Hiram 20,000 measures of wheat for food to his household, and 20 measures of pure oil, thus gave Solomon to Hiram year by year. And Yahweh gave Solomon wisdom, as he promised him, and there was peace between Hiram and Solomon, and they two made a league together. And King Solomon raised a levy out of all Israel, and the levy was 30,000 men. And he sent them to Lebanon 10,000 a month by courses, a month they were in Lebanon, and 2 months at home, and Adoniram was over the levy. And Solomon had 70,000 that bore burdens, and 80,000 hewers in the mountains. Besides the chief of Solomon's officers, which were over the work, 3,300 which ruled over the people that performed in the work. And the king commanded, and they brought great stones, costly stones, and hewn stones, to lay the foundation of the house. And Solomon's builders and Hiram's builders did hew them, and the stones and the stone squarers, so they prepared timber and stones to build the house. 1 Kings chapter 6. And it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt, in the 4th year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month of Ziv, which is the 2nd month, that he began to build the house of Yahweh. And the house which King Solomon built for Yahweh, the length thereof was 70 cubits, and the breadth thereof 20 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits. And the porch before the temple of the house, 20 cubits was the length thereof, according to the breadth of the house, and 10 cubits was the breadth thereof before the house. And for the house he made windows of narrow lights, and against the wall of the house he built chambers round about, against the walls of the house round about, both of the temple and of the oracle, and he made chambers round about. The lowest chamber was 5 cubits broad, and the middle was 6 cubits broad, and the third was 7 cubits broad, for outside in the wall of the house he made narrowed ledges round about, that the beams should not be fastened in the walls of the house. And the house, when it was built of stone made ready before it was brought there, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was being built. The door for the middle chamber was in the right side of the house, and they went up with winding stairs into the middle chamber, and out of the middle into the third. So he built the house and finished it, and covered the house with beams and boards of cedar. And then he built chambers against all the house, 5 cubits high, and they rested on the house with timber of cedar. And the word of Yahweh came to Solomon, saying, concerning this house which you are building, if you will walk in my statutes and execute my judgments and keep all my commandments to walk in them, then will I perform my word with you, which I spoke to David your father. And I will dwell among the children of Israel, and will not forsake my people Israel. So Solomon built the house and finished it. And he built the walls of the house within with boards of cedar, both the floor of the house and the walls of the ceiling, and he covered them on the inside with wood, and covered the floor of the house with planks of fir. And he built 20 cubits on the sides of the house, both the floor and the walls, with boards of cedar. He even built them for it within, even for the oracle, even for the most holy place. And the house that is the temple before it was 40 cubits long. And the cedar of the house within was carved with knops and open flowers. All was cedar, there was no stone seen. And the oracle he prepared in the house within, to set there the ark of the covenant of Yahweh. And the oracle in the forepart was 20 cubits in length, and 20 cubits in breadth, and 20 cubits in the height thereof. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and so covered the altar which was of cedar. So Solomon overlaid the house within with pure gold, and he made a partition by the chains of gold before the oracle, and he overlaid it with gold. and the whole house he overlaid with gold until he had finished all the house, also the whole altar that was by the oracle he overlaid with gold. And within the oracle he made two cherubims of olive tree, each 10 cubits high. And 5 cubits was the one wing of the cherub, and 5 cubits the other wing of the cherub. From the utmost part of the one wing to the utmost part of the other was 10 cubits. And the other cherub was 10 cubits, both the cherubims were of one measure and one size. The height of the one cherub was 10 cubits, and so was it of the other cherub. And he set the cherubims within the inner house, and they stretched forth the wings of the cherubims, so that the wing of the one touched the one wall, and the wing of the other cherub touched the other wall, and their wings touched one another in the middle of the house. And he overlaid the cherubims with gold, and he carved all the walls of the house round about with carved figures of cherubims, and palm trees, and open flowers within and without. And the floor of the house he overlaid with gold within and without. And for the entering of the oracle he made doors of olive tree. The lintel and side posts were a fifth part of the wall. The two doors also were of olive tree. And he carved on them carvings of cherubims and palm trees and open flowers, and overlaid them with gold, and spread gold on the cherubims and on the palm trees. So also made he for the door of the temple posts of olive tree, a fourth part of the wall. And the two doors were of fir tree, the two leaves of the one door were folding, and the two leaves of the other door were folding. And he carved thereon cherubims and palm trees and open flowers, and covered them with gold fitted upon the carved work. And he built the inner court with 3 rows of hewn stone and a row of cedar beams. In the 4th year was the foundation of the house of Yahweh laid, in the month of Ziv. And in the 11th year, in the month of Bul, which is the 8th month, was the house finished throughout, all the parts thereof, and according to all the fashion of it. So was he 7 years in building it. 1 Kings chapter 7. But Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished all his house. He built also the house of the forest of Lebanon. The length thereof was 100 cubits, and the breadth thereof 50 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits, upon 4 rows of cedar pillars, with cedar beams upon the pillars. And it was covered with cedar above upon the beams that lay on 45 pillars, 15 in a row. And there were windows in 3 rows, and light was against light in 3 ranks. And all the doors and posts were square, with the windows, and light was against light in 3 ranks. And he made a porch of pillars. The length thereof was 50 cubits, and the breadth thereof 30 cubits, and the porch was before them, and the other pillars and the thick beam were before them. Then he made a porch for the throne where he might judge, even the porch of judgment, and it was covered with cedar from one side of the floor to the other. And his house where he dwelt had another court within the porch, which was of the like work. Solomon made also a house for Pharaoh's daughter, whom he had taken to wife, like unto this porch. All these were of costly stones, according to the measures of hewn stones, sawed with saws within and without, even from the foundation to the coping, and so on the outside toward the great court. And the foundation was of costly stones, even great stones, stones of 10 cubits, and stones of 8 cubits. And above were costly stones, after the measures of hewed stones and cedars. And the great court round about was with 3 rows of hewn stones, and a row of cedar beams, both for the inner court of the house of Yahweh, and for the porch of the house. And King Solomon sent and fetched Hiram out of Tyre. He was a widow's son of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in brass, and he was filled with wisdom and understanding and cunning to work all works in brass. And he came to King Solomon and worked all his work. For he cast 2 pillars of brass of 18 cubits high apiece, and a line of 12 cubits did compass either of them about. And he made 2 capitals of molten brass to set upon the tops of the pillars. The height of the one capital was 5 cubits, and the height of the other capital was 5 cubits. and nets of checkerwork, and wreaths of chainwork for the capitals which were upon the top of the pillars, 7 for the one capital, and 7 for the other capital. And he made the pillars and 2 rows round about upon the one network to cover the capitals that were upon the top with pomegranates, and so did he for the other capital. And the capitals that were upon the top of the pillars were of lily work in the porch 4 cubits. And the capitals upon the 2 pillars had pomegranates also above, over against the belly which was by the network, and the pomegranates were 200 in rows round about upon the other capital. And he set up the pillars in the porch of the temple, and he set up the right pillar, and called the name thereof Jachin. And he set up the left pillar, and called the name thereof Boaz. And upon the top of the pillars was lily work, so was the work of the pillars finished. And he made a molten sea 10 cubits from the one brim to the other. It was round all about. And his height was 5 cubits, and a line of 30 cubits did compass it round about. And under the brim of it round about there were knops compassing it, 10 in a cubit compassing the sea round about. The knops were cast in 2 rows when it was cast. It stood upon 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east, and the sea was set above upon them, and all their hinder parts were inward. And it was a hand breadth thick, and the brim thereof was worked like the brim of a cup. With flowers of lilies it contained 2,000 baths. And he made 10 bases of brass, 4 cubits was the length of one base, and 4 cubits the breadth thereof, and 3 cubits the height of it. And the work of the bases was on this manner. They had borders, and the borders were between the ledges. And on the borders that were between the ledges were lions, oxen, and cherubims. And upon the ledges there was a base above, and beneath the lions and oxen were certain additions made of thin work. And every base had 4 brazen wheels, and plates of brass, and the 4 corners thereof had supports. Under the laver were supports molten, at the side of every addition. And the mouth of it within the capital and above was a cubit, but the mouth thereof was round after the work of the base, 1.5 cubits, and also upon the mouth of it were engravings with their borders, 4 square, not round. And under the borders were 4 wheels, and the axles of the wheels were joined to the base, and the height of a wheel was 1.5 cubits and 0.5 cubits. And the work of the wheels was like the work of a chariot wheel. Their axles and their rims and their spokes and their hubs were all molten. And there were 4 supports to the 4 corners of one base, and the supports were of the very base itself. And in the top of the base was there a round compass of 0.5 cubits high, and on the top of the base the ledges thereof and the borders thereof were of the same. For on the plates of the ledges thereof and on the borders thereof he engraved cherubims, lions, and palm trees, according to the proportion of every one, and additions round about. After this manner he made the 10 bases, all of them had 1 casting, 1 measure, and 1 size. Then made he 10 lavers of brass, 1 laver contained 40 baths, and every laver was 4 cubits, and upon every one of the 10 bases 1 laver. And he put 5 bases on the right side of the house, and 5 on the left side of the house, and he set the sea on the right side of the house, eastward over against the south. And Hiram made the lavers and the shovels and the basins. So Hiram made an end of doing all the work that he made King Solomon for the house of Yahweh. The 2 pillars and the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the top of the 2 pillars, and the 2 networks to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals which were upon the top of the pillars, and 400 pomegranates for the 2 networks, even 2 rows of pomegranates for 1 network to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were upon the pillars, and the 10 bases and 10 lavers on the bases, and 1 sea and 12 oxen under the sea. And the pots and the shovels and the basins, and all these vessels which Hiram made to King Solomon for the house of Yahweh were of bright brass. In the plain of Jordan did the king cast them, in the clay ground between Succoth and Zarthan. And Solomon left all the vessels unweighed, because they were exceedingly many, neither was the weight of the brass found out. And Solomon made all the vessels that pertained to the house of Yahweh, the altar of gold, and the table of gold, whereupon the showbread was. And the candlesticks of pure gold, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left, before the oracle, with the flowers and the lamps and the tongs of gold. And the bowls and the snuffers and the basins and the spoons and the censers of pure gold, and the hinges of gold, both for the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house to know of the temple. So was ended all the work that King Solomon made for the house of Yahweh. And Solomon brought in the things which David his father had dedicated, even the silver and the gold and the vessels did he put among the treasuries of the house of Yahweh.